Good evening, everyone. We're going to start today with Unit 7 and 8, hypothetical meaning and relative clauses. So we start in page 89 with the structure I wish. I think the structure I wish, we can explain it in different ways. One way is just to think about if plus simple past to express, for example, a desire. I wish the travel packet included. So you express a desire, or I wish we had a better weather. So this is a desire. Then, normally, when we use I wish with conditional, with a conditional simple, we express a complaint. This is the most simple way. Then you've got more explanations in the book. Conditional simple, then you express a complaint. Normally, when someone is doing something repeatedly, I wish you will stop talking. Ojalá dejaras de hablar. You will stop because you are not going to stop. So you complain about something. Well, I wish you would stop making that noise. I wish I could stop smoking. But simple past, but mainly conditional simple to express a complaint. Okay? And the final one with the past perfect. This is the regret. Past perfect. Un lamento. So you said, I wish I had studied harder. Ojalá hubiera estudiado más. Or I wish you hadn't gone to the party. So this is impossible. This is similar to the conditional sentences. I wish plus past perfect, impossible the situations. So a regret, when you regret something. Any questions about pages 89 and 90? Oh, it's clear. I mean, that's the most important thing about I wish. Then you can also use if only, but sometimes it has got the same meaning, but they say, well, it's used when your feelings are stronger. Then if only, but it's more or less the same. I wish, if only, you can use this to express a wish, a desire, a regret. The same, with simple past, conditional simple, or past perfect. And then in page 91, you've got as well the word regret as a verb, lamentarse. So there are some differences between using I regret not having studied harder or I regret to inform you. So there is a difference between regret plus the gerund and regret plus infinitive with two. So normally when at the airport, I regret to inform you that the flights are delayed. The flights are delayed. This is a real situation. But when you say the gerund, I regret not having studied harder, you can use it as a regret, something that is impossible because it's in the past. Or I regret I didn't study harder for my test, it's also possible. So you can use it plus the gerund, plus infinitive with two, or plus a sentence. I regret that. It's also possible to use I regret that with the that conjunction. That. Then in page 92, is time or is high time? Ya es hora de que. Ya va siendo hora de que. Ya es hora de que. Is about time. Is high time. So you could use it's time. Is high time. Is about time. To say ya es hora that something happens. And then in page 92 as well, I'd rather, we use I'd rather to say prefer, preferiría, ojalá. So you can also use I'd rather you didn't spend so much money on that project. I'd rather, preferiría. I'd rather is the abbreviation of I would rather, preferiría. I would rather you didn't spend, or would you rather we travel by boat? I'd rather the school started later, preferiría, all of them. But you can also use I'd rather plus the past perfect if you want to say something that happened in the past, but it's also a regret. I'd rather you hadn't said that. Ojalá no hubieras dicho eso. So more or less, when you use the past perfect, it's because you regret the situation. But it's impossible to go back. It's already done. Well, I'd rather plus infinitive without to, to talk about our preferences or other people's preferences in the present or in the future. I'd rather go to San Sebastian than. So this rather is like a comparative. So you have to use than, not that, or to. I'd rather have fish than meat, for example. Imagine that you have to compare, you have to say that you prefer fish. So I'd rather have fish than meat. So you should use than with I'd rather. Suppose, again, suppose, this is like an imperative, that supposing that, suppose that, suppose someone, so you can omit that in this suppose. And suppose he knew something that is just imagination, or which is not going to happen in the future. Suppose he knew. Imagínate que ella supiera. So she doesn't know. This is not likely to happen. Or the past perfect. Something that could have happened but didn't in the past. Could have happened. Suppose we hadn't studied. Imagínate, supongo que no hubiéramos estudiado. But you studied. So you are supposing or you are thinking about something that could or couldn't have happened, but it did. So that's the difference. Suppose present, suppose past simple, suppose past perfect. It's all the time the same. With, I wish, if only, you can use different verb tenses. Well, the difference between I'd rather and you'd better. Well, you'd better normally is an advice or a suggestion for someone. You'd better go to the doctor. You'd better eat more, fish, or you'd better whatever. I'd rather go to an Italian restaurant. This is a wish. You'd better finish your homework. This is an advice, a piece of advice or a suggestion. So I'd rather, I would rather, you'd better, you have better. So this is the abbreviation of you have better. You'd better. And you can also use I'd better. Like when you are thinking about yourself, I'd better go. Será mejor que me vaya. I'd better, you'd better, or he'd better. So we can use the same expression in different persons, different pronouns. Any questions about pages 90, 91, 90, 92, 93? And then you had some exercises to practice the different meanings of I wish, if it is a complaint, a wish, a regret. So you can use the different tenses.
In 1904, in the exercise 2, the sentence.
I wish. So this is a regret. I wasn't able to make it to the party. So if it's a regret, you can use the past perfect. I wish I had been able to make it to the party. Sorry, I wasn't able to make it to the party. So you couldn't arrange, or you couldn't plan your things, or you couldn't go to the party. So you regret that you couldn't go to the party, so you say, I wish I had been able to make it to the party.
I have
been able. I wish I had been able to make it. We are in page 94, exercise 2. Sentence 3. Okay. Any other questions about any exercises or
in the answer key? In in page 159 in the solution exercise, they put I wish
I was able to make it to the party.
It's not right because
no, because then this means that you still can go to the party and it's a desire. So this should be a mistake.
I look for that because I see this. I could.
Yes, I think it's a mistake because this is a regret. Sorry, I wasn't able to make it to the party. So I couldn't plan or I couldn't arrange my things in order to go to the party. So it was impossible for you to go.
I don't understand
so
the solution.
You regret. So this is a regret. Or I regret not being able, not having been able to make it to the party. I regret not having been able to make it to the party. Having been able, as well. To express a regret. Being able to make it to the party. And another question?
In page
96?
Exercise 4.
Exercise 4.
Sentence 8. Sorry, 4. First 4. I suppose we...
Suppose we leave. Do you think anyone would mind? Well, we can use the present simple. So you mean that you are still there. Imagine that it's a meeting, for example. So you can tell your partner or your brother or your sister or someone. Suppose we leave. Do you think anyone would mind? Imagínate que nos vamos. So if it is real that you can go, but you are still at the meeting, you can say in the present simple, suppose we leave. Left, the simple past. Suppose we left. Do you think anyone would mind? With suppose, we could talk in the present, and well, it could be okay. In the simple past, you express that it's just imagination or unlikely to happen. Suppose we left, but you are not going to do it. You are not thinking about leaving. But you can tell, suppose we left, do you think anyone would mind? But you are not going to leave, so it could be possible. So if you say, suppose we leave, so this is possible, you can go and you can leave the meeting or the party. But if you are not thinking about leaving, you can say, suppose we left. Imagínate que nos fuéramos, pero que no nos vamos a ir. ¿Crees que le importaría a alguien? But it's possible, grammatically, it's possible. And in the answer key, is the present or the simple past? The present simple. Okay. But with the past simple, could be okay. And there was a mistake in number 3, because I've got here, I'd rather stay. But I think in the answer key, in sentence 3, it said state with ed. I'd rather stay. I'd rather stay with infinitive without to. I'd rather stay.
Number 3.
Okay. I'd rather stay. I'd rather infinitive. I'd rather stay. Hello. Okay. Any more questions?
Sorry. In this page, in this exercise, eight sentences.
Get the job. Surely that will put your dad in a good mood. Suppose you get the job. Well, this is possible, so you can get the job, so you use the present simple. So I think the difference between suppose plus the present simple and the past simple is that if you use the present, is that it is possible. It can be real. But if you say in the simple past, suppose you got the job, but you are not going to get it. And so it says something that is just imagination or which is unlikely to happen in the future, improbably. But it depends on the situation. So it depends. Suppose we, I don't know, you can just think about a situation that you are not going to do, but you can say, imagine if we... Any other things? Any questions about exercises? No? Okay, so we continue with unit number 8, the relative clauses. Well, again, in this grammatical explanation of the relative clauses, when we talk about relative clauses, normally in most grammars, they talk about defining and non-defining relative clauses. So, defining in Spanish, especificativas, non-defining, explicativas. They are talking about restrictive or non-restrictive. It's the same. It doesn't matter how you call them, but it is the same. So normally, when we are talking about about restrictive or defining relative clauses, all of them have got a reference, un antecedente, a reference, because the relative pronoun always refers to a person or an object, a place, a time. So they've got a reference. And normally, the relative clause can't be omitted because it doesn't give extra information. It's just the information about someone or about an object. The tourist I met yesterday. It's not other tourists. It's the tourist I met yesterday. So you are talking about someone specific. This is a restrictive relative clause or defining. You are defining exactly the person you want to talk about. But in non-defining or non-restrictive relative clauses, we add extra information. You can omit the information. It's always between commas. And you can't omit the relative pronoun. Yeah? This is now, normally there are four things or four characteristics of non-defining. They are between commas. They add extra information. The relative pronoun can't be omitted. Can't be omitted. And another important thing, we can't use that. The relative pronoun that. So these are the four characteristics of the relative clauses, non-defining relative clauses. So there is a difference. In a defining relative clause, you can use all the different relatives, you can use that, they are not between commas, and you can't omit the information in the relative clause. Right? This is not extra information. You are using a defining relative clause to specify or to talk about someone specific. And then they give us another kind or another type of relative clauses, the free relative clauses. They have not head noun, not in antecedente. Well, these are normally, well, in normal grammars, in ordinary grammars, we've got the pronoun what, or, well, what, someone, sometimes we've got whatever, or the others they are talking about in page, let me see. Where are they restricted? Three. In page 102, they give us whatever, whichever, cualquier cosa que, or what, lo que, or the thing which, or anything which. So, for example, a very typical one is what, lo que. So, lo que hasn't got a head noun, not in antecedente, because it doesn't refer to something before. So the relative pronouns always refer to something or someone before them, el antecedente. But what doesn't refer to something that we have mentioned before. It's the contrary. It refers to something we're going to talk about. So, for example, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Dime lo que quieres. So it hasn't got something that we have mentioned before. Dime lo que quieres, lo que tú quieres. So it doesn't have any head noun, or a person, or an object. Or you should return what you have finished reading to the hotel library. You should return, debes devolver lo que has cogido de la biblioteca. Okay? You should return what you have taken. You should return, it hasn't got nothing, we haven't mentioned anything, what you have taken, lo que has cogido. And so they are referring to something after, not before. So you can see what, or whatever, or whichever. No? Whatever, cualquier cosa que, or whichever is the same, cualquier cosa que. And these are the so-called free, free relative clauses. But they, in ordinary grammars, they don't appear as free relative clauses. Aparecen con relativos que no son catafóricos, sino anafóricos. Something different. But they don't talk about free relative clauses. Any questions about any of these things? Well, another important thing, perhaps, in page 101, sometimes we have, we've got a different kind of relative clause using which. When which doesn't refer to an object or to something specific, but to the whole sentence, to the whole situation. For example, he couldn't read, which surprised me. Él no podía leer, lo cual me sorprendió. So, which surprised me. And that's a very good way of expressing, I mean, or a situation, or you can talk about anything in your compositions, for example, in your writing, and you can say something, Madrid is a very beautiful town, which is nice for tourists. No Madrid, but the thing that is a beautiful town. Well, perhaps this is not a good example, but you can talk about a situation, and then with which you mention everything. You refer to all the situation. I don't know if you need any other... Well, the omission of the relative pronoun, okay, when you can omit the relative pronoun, perhaps. Well, whose can't be omitted, because it has got a lot of meaning, possession, and that can't be omitted in non-defining sentences. But normally, you can omit the relative pronoun if the sentence has got a subject. If the sentence, if the relative clause has got its own subject. Do you understand the omission or...? The man who I met yesterday. We've got the subject of the sentence, we've got the relative, the subject of the second sentence, and in this case, the relative pronoun can be omitted because the function of this relative pronoun is not subject, it's an object. El hombre que yo conocí ayer. So, you can omit the relative pronoun. The man I met yesterday. And normally an English person will omit the relative pronoun if it is possible to omit it. So whenever you can omit it, you do it. In written language, well, perhaps it's a bit more formal if you use the relative pronoun. But in oral English, they will always omit the relative pronoun. Well, there was something that one person, one student in the forum was asking about this word preposition or this expression preposition stranding in page 100. This preposition stranding, movimiento de la preposición, well, I think it's very well explained here. In page 100, the table under which the boy crawled, gatear, arrastrarse, the table which the boy crawled under, this is perfect. The table that the boy crawled under, that's perfect as well. But it is impossible to use the preposition before that. Under that is not possible. Right? But 8, 9, and 10, all of them are okay. Perhaps under which is the most formal. And when you move the preposition and you write the preposition at the end, this is more informal, but people use it a lot. Which the boy crawled under, or the book we talked about, the book that we talked about, or the person that, or the person who we talk about, the table that the boy crawled under. So it is very common, right, to see the prepositions at the end. Right. I don't know if we need to explain anything. Then you've got some sentences to do. Well, in pages 106 and 107, we've got different tests for you to fill in the gaps with different words. And you can just have a look at the vocabulary. And remember that last week or 2 weeks ago, we had in an exam some doubts with a gap-filling exercise. And Susanna told me that in the book, in page 107, the test appeared, and it was there. So it was, remember, in page 108, in the last paragraph, checking out. We were talking about with one person there, Mariana, I think. She was talking about checking on, or we were talking about if it was checking out or checking on. Well, in the original test, it's checking out. But she was showing that in a dictionary, checking on was also evaluating. So probably both options were okay, but in the original test, it was checking out. So probably the teachers in the exam will say that checking out was the correct one because it was the original test, but not because it's ungrammatical or the meaning is not right. So you should look at the tests in the book because probably or they could take one of the texts for the exam. Any other things about...
No, two questions about meaning.
Mm-hmm.
In page 104, beginning...
104.
In question number 14, I know the very person. What's the idea of this sentence, the very person?
I know the very person.
I
know the right person.
Ah.
I know the right person.
Ah.
The very person. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I know the very person. It sounds okay to me. As I know the right person to do this job. He will do the job quickly. I know the very person. Normally, if you are thinking about, for example, someone very hardworking, or you're thinking about someone patient, that you need someone patient for a job, and someone tells you, I know the very person, the very patient person, or the very... I think this is the meaning. This is the meaning. For example, in 13 at a price, they are talking about some meanings. The problem today is to build houses at a price. Economical houses, cheap houses at a price. So, or in some areas of Britain, unemployment is a fact of life. Es pues cosas de la vida. Es un hecho en la vida estar en el paro. A fact of life. A fact es un hecho real en la vida. So they are talking about different expressions.
Page 106, at the end, in the text, it says, an individual-centered service.
Social, in the last... The last
one. A social network service.
Social network service usually means, generalmente significa, quiere decir, an individual-centered service. Social network service usually means an individual center service, not group center.
But the idea of center?
Individual centered service, centrado en el individuo, un servicio individualizado. Individual center. You could also spell it. Like this. But it's the same, group-centered or individual-centered. This is in learner-centered methodology, when we are talking about teaching languages, for example, this is a like a trend, una corriente, learner-centered methodology, centrada en el alumno, so individualizada o en grupo, group-centered o individual-centered service. Muffins? Okay, so let's look at the text at the back. We've got women travel groups and tours. This was in page 186. Test number one was okay. And, well, we've got, well, we're going to read it, okay? Susana, can you start reading test number one?
Okay. Some of the best tools available today are those which offer the intimacy of small specialized groups. Women looking for travel companions with similar interests often find that taking a trip with a group of women is more fun and less stressful. For women, lists range from high-speed group adventures to relaxing scenic vacation getaways to life-changing cultural immersion travel experiences. Personalized small groups tours to the top world destinations including Greece, France, Italy, Ireland, Egypt, South Africa, Brazil, Croatia, Portugal, and Argentina. All trips should be custom tailored to offer unique sights and experiences at every destination. The main goal is to provide a one-of-a-kind travel experience while meeting new and lasting friends. For example, women can be invited to gather for retreat and replenishment on an island in the tranquil turquoise blue waters of the Mexican Caribbean, historically a place for healing rituals among the Mayan people. Participants will stay at intimate, informal hotels on the beach, where landscaped trails, tropical gardens, and the beauty of the ocean will provide a perfect abode for the retreat or a perfect place to practice volley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to practice volley.
It's too small for me.
Okay, so we've got some words, for example. Well, first, how to pronounce the plural? Women. Women. Even this is a short e. Women in the plural. Woman. Women. Women in the plural. Right. So let's see. For example, stressful, estresante. The tools for women listed range from listed como en una lista hay una gama desde, so they're going to explain or they're going to give a list of a range of different kind of vacations for women, high speed group adventures to relaxing scenic vacation getaways, escapadas, life changing cultural immersion travel experiences, personalized, etc. Well, this is important in tourism, custom tailored, hecho a medida. Okay, that's perfect. I was trying to explain in English, but hecho a medida, that's perfect. Custom tailored, tailored sastre, custom comes from customer, so someone who is just ready and prepared for a special kind of people or tourists in this case. So they offer unique sites, únicos, at every destination, in todos los destinos. The main goal, objective, aim, is to provide one of a kind, a unique, just unique, magnificent, wonderful travel experience, one of a kind, no hay otra, una de un tipo, so unique. While a la vez que meeting new and lasting friends, long lasting, forever friends, lasting friends. Women can be invited to gather, to meet, to get together, for retreat. To retreat is to get away from the stressful or stressing life, so to be quiet and to be far away from the city, from the noises, etc. Replenishment is like a refreshment. So replenishment, recargar las pilas, is a refreshment. On an island in the tranquil, turquoise blue waters of the Mexican Caribbean. Historically a place for healing rituals, sanadores, to heal, to cure, to do some treatment, so to heal, healing rituals. Healing is an objective in this case, healing rituals among the Mayan people. Participants will stay intimate in formal halls on the beach where landscape trails. Trails are paths. Paths, caminos, but landscape with a beautiful landscape. So beautiful paths to walk or to travel. Tropical gardens and the beauty of the ocean will give a perfect abode, a perfect place for the retreat, or a perfect place to practice volley. So retreat, a special place just to get away from the noises, the city, the stress in life. Any questions about vocabulary? No? Okay, then we continue with the other test, handling complaints. This is a diagram or a flow chart. Talking about how to deal with complaints. But there was a mistake in the title because both titles were wrong. Handle es manejar, to deal with, manejar algo, handle. So the gerund is handling, it's not handling. So in the test in your... I missed one test, 188. Well, we will do it next week. Fitur test. I didn't scan page 188. Okay, so we'll do today page 190, and next week I will do Fitur test. Okay, so in this test, handling complaints, there was a mistake in both titles, right? So supposedly there was one test that was correct, but the title is wrong in both of them, because it's handling. This is the gerund, it's not handling. Okay, so you've got a flowchart with the different things you can do. If the complaint is made to a member of a staff, what you have to do, you have to write comments, you have to send letters, etc. I don't know if you have any questions about this flowchart. Well, there is a difference between the verb complain and complaint, the noun, with T. Okay? And the verb complain. Complain, but complaint is the noun, queja. Quejarse, queja. Gathered by, reunida por, more information gathered by the museum, more information gathered, collected from different sources. Staff, the people who are working there. Any other things? No? Okay. So now let's go to the exam. We have to correct an exam. I think it was June exam, the first week. This one. So it says, what's an Italian name like? Is it different? So let's see. Are you ready to start with the exam? Yes? Okay, so number one, let's see. What's an Italian man like? Do you remember that I told you one day about this expression, to be like? What are Italian men like? ¿Cómo son los italianos? What are to be like? I think it was in one of your compositions, Susana. But well, the expression, ¿cómo es una persona? Physical appearance, and so to be like. So what's the word like? Or what are Italian men like? And is it different? What do you think? In this one. A? No.
To be.
To be. Is it different to be a woman here compared with in Britain? Different to be. Is it different to be, or it is easy to write? It is perfect to be. Adjetivo más infinitivo con to. It is expensive to buy a car. Or it is good to listen to music while you are traveling. So it's the same. It is different to be. Number two, United haven't won a football match all year. They A are going to finish. Here you can see like physical evidence that this is going to happen because they haven't won a football match all year. So probably, very probably, they are going to finish last in the league. So this is physical evidence we're going to. I have a date with Sandra.
No,
I am meeting. Okay, I am meeting. Because there is a difference between an intention, I'm going to meet, and I am meeting.
It's given in this answer.
I'll see you soon. Está ahí, la tengo ahí marcada ahora mismo. B, I am meeting. But remember, with the future, this is in the... In our book, yeah. I don't remember the number of the unit, but it was about the future tenses. And when we are talking about plans for the near future with the time, you use the present continuous. And going to has got like two different options. One possibility, physical evidence that something is going to happen. For example, this United, they are not going to, or they are going to be last in the league if they haven't won any match. And the other possibility we're going to is talking about intention, but you don't know if it's going to happen or not. Next year I'm going to study law, for example, but you don't know if you are going to do it or not. It's an intention. I'm going to travel to Paris this summer, but if you have already bought the ticket, you will use the present continuous. If you haven't, I'm going to buy. So that's the difference between A and B. The plans with the time, present continuous. We always recommend. We always recommend people to read our brochure before booking a course. Recommend people to read. Number five,
you'd better.
Será mejor que. You'd better. You have better. You'd better as your brother. Number six, they shouldn't well decide to move. They may well decide to move if he gets a new job. Puede que decidan bien, que decidan. Well, perhaps it's not necessary to translate it exactly. Ellos pueden bien decidir. Trasladarse. Puede que decidan. May well decide. Well, I don't know how to translate in Spanish. It is possible that they decide to move if he gets a new job. So they are going to move. So they may. Seven. I'm sure. Dye teñirse el pelo. Has dyed her hair. It used to be much darker. Era mucho más oscuro. So I'm sure. I'd rather es preferiría. So I'd rather impossible. Eight. If you gave me your address, I'd send you the book. Second conditional. So if you see. I used to hate Chinese food, but I am getting used to it. So, A. 10.
B.
They are both drawing. 11. Have you ever had to put out a fire? Put out. Apagar un fuego, put out a fire. Put out a fire. Where were you, children? Mother asked. Mother asked.
A.
A. Where the children have been. The simple past is transformed into the past perfect. 13. I've joined the gym. I want to lose weight and
get fit.
Because they are linked with and, they should be in the same tense. Get fit. And also, that form is not okay. Skinny is very, very thin, a negative adjective. And thinner, it should have a double N. Get fit. 14. And Sua, she hasn't left the office. She?
Can't.
She can't have left the office. No puede haberse ido. Can't. And finally, 15. A. During the summer, we travel around 7 European countries. Okay.
I must.
Okay. So we continue a little bit with the test. Okay? This is a very complicated test because it's very technical. So, Isabel, Maribel, can you read it, please?
Yes. Analogy transmission has been. But this is not for high speed transmission of electrical pulses representing that data in binary code as a series of
pulses.
A number of different codes exist, some of which are based on with instructor. ASCII is a 7-bit code, and
ABCDICE
is an 8-bit code. The codes represent characters, transmission, control sign, and device control. Digital technology has a number of advantages compared to analog including higher transmission speed, lower incidence of errors, and the facility for missing the data consisting of voice, image, and text on the same circuit. For the reason that data transmissions are becoming digital today, a network startup known as integrated service digital network is then facilitates these aspects.
Okay, well, the test, as I told you, is very complicated, but in fact you don't need to understand the whole test to do the exercises because it's a different exercise. It's not a comprehension exercise, but just a grammatical exercise, right? So, well, we start with the first sentence. Analog transmission has been in use for many years. So which one is the correct one? The analog transmission has been using, no, ha sido usando. No, ha sido usando is not possible. Ha sido usando o ha estado usando. We have used analog transmission for many years. It's sí. Llevamos usando durante muchos años. In the past and in the present. This is the present perfect that started in the past and continues in the present. Okay. 17. Is not so suitable for high speed transmission.
B.
It is not so applicable for high-speed transmission. A number of different codes exist.
D.
There are different codes. 19. It is for this reason that data transmissions are becoming digital today.
A.
This explains why data transmissions are becoming digital today. And finally, 20. A network structure known as facilitate these aspects?
Sí.
Sí. And then what starts to call is then ISDN, ISDN, I don't know how to pronounce, facilitates these aspects. Okay? So, well, the test was complicated because the topic is horrible, but the exercise was not so difficult. Hmm? So I think this exam wasn't very difficult. Hmm? I don't know if they are going to do the same for students who are in diplomatura, but probably they will use more or less the same kind of exams. Mm-hmm. So this was quite easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions over there? No? So for next week, so I think I haven't made copies for you, but well, you can just download the exams. Hmm? For next week, we will do the exam that is here, Lengua Inglesa 3, Junio, but the second week. Okay? So you can download it from here. So if you want, we can start for 5 minutes or you can start for a little bit. Hmm? So we can do the first 5 questions, for example. So can you have a look at the first 5 questions? And we will correct it now, in a minute. Are you finished? Only 5. And we finish for today. Okay, so the first one. Maribel, what do you think?
A.
Brand new. Okay, Marianne, it's okay. A brand new thing is something very new. A estrenar. Brand es la etiqueta de la marca. Brand new. So it's just new. Number 2. B, okay, cut down on, so stop smoking or stop eating too much. Number 3?
A. Not to forget,
okay. He remind me not to forget the keys. So this is an infinitive, so if you want to do the negative, not to forget. Number 4?
D. Would have passed.
Okay, this is right, D. It's okay. Will have passed. This is the third conditional. And number 5?
Took off. I don't know.
Let's see. A. Okay.
A.
This is A. Because this is the meaning of the phrasal verbs. I mean, if you look for in the dictionary the meaning of the verb take up is to progress, to advance in something. Normally, you took up. When you are learning a language, for example, you are learning more vocabulary, so you take up, you progress, you make some advances. That's the point. Took off, despegar. Take over, a veces es recuperarse, adelantar, take over. Okay, that's the meaning of the... or the phrasal verbs, so we have to revise the different phrasal verbs. Well, the ones that appear in the book, if they appear in the book, because probably these verbs will be somewhere in the book.
Uh-huh.
I think. Okay, so we finish for today, and next week we'll continue with the two units. I think it's here. Homework for next week. Yes, units 9 and 10, and then we will cover the exam in class.